I'm going to call to order our 7 p.m. public hearing meeting. Present for this meeting this evening are council members, Mr. Hayna, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Brown, Mr. Ludke, Mr. Milner, Mrs. Hussman, and myself, Mrs. Westfall. Also present, the law director, Mr. Moan, city administrative members, public service director, Mr. Aller, chief of police, Mr. Rodas, or Chief Rodas, and economic development, Mr. Sanford. Also joining us is clerk of council, and in the audience is the mayor. And we have several other guests joining us today in council chambers. The 7 o'clock public hearing is for the building rehabilitation standards. These standards were referred to the zoning and annexation meeting, committee, and then to the planning commission. The original timeline was focused on addressing the needs of applying for grants, and that application would be due on June 21st if we were to move forward with that. I'm going to open up and ask Bill Sanford to please do an overview on the history of the process and the status on the grant.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. I was a back before this in investigating, pursuing the CDBG downtown improvement grant. To apply for a grant, you needed these standards to be part of our zoning for the downtown area. If you had to have that in place to be considered. At the time we started this process, we weren't sure of all the details we needed to do to apply for the grant. We went through that, reviewing the requirements, and it's a combination. For when we started this whole process with the downtown plan, we were looking at a way to improve our downtown, primarily through the streetscape, and also helping with possible building improvements. This grant, we found out, is primarily for building improvements, and that is worthwhile in part, and would be very beneficial to individual property owners in our downtown, but we really wanted to have something that would also include the streetscape, that would improve the connectiveness between our two blocks, main blocks in our downtown area, with sidewalk improvements and other amenities along our main street. So my recommendation to the administration was to back off on this grant. The process too was changed from 2 years ago, you applied directly to the Ohio Department of Development. Last year they did not have this grant, and then this year when they put the grant back in, you needed to apply to either county, which was another change in the whole process. So that was something we were ready to do if needed, but again, felt because of what the grant was going to be for, we are not going to apply for the grant at this time. Now, there may be another grant in the near future that we would meet these standards. So, you know, it's still something we need to consider and to be aware of, but there's not a time crunch to getting this done at this time.
What kind of grant would require we adopt these standards?
Well, this was specific for the CDBG grant. Was required.
That's what I mean. You said there may be something that we would need these standards in the future. What type of grant would that be?
It'd be either something tied to the federal grant process that might be a requirement. We're in the process now of investigating to find out what's more appropriate, if there's another appropriate grant, or next year, when this would come up again, would be considered going after the grant at that time. But we started this process back, you know, at that previous meeting, that in case we did apply, the standards would have been in place.
You know, I always had this issue about how we were going to incorporate this into our existing code structure. And we haven't addressed that as of yet, have we, or have we?
There is a proposed additional section. There is a proposed section to the code that addresses these requirements.
Do we have that?
We've not distributed that out. Apparently didn't go out in the packet. That's the comments that you had made. Where we wanted to make a recommendation that the application of these requirements be limited to commercial structures in the grant area that are receiving the grants. Those would be the people that would be required to comply with it. For other structures, for other uses where they're not applying for the grant, the recommendation or the thought had been to make them not applicable. But we never apparently brought that into the packet based upon the economic development director's position to not bring this really forward for further consideration.
So we're just going to put this on the back burner.
Well, you know, that's an option, but let me raise a question, and that is, you know, this might be an opportunity for us to be a little more strategic about this than I feel we are today. And if it's something that we might want in the future, Doug, I wonder if maybe either the Zoning and Annexation Committee or the Economic Development Committee should just spend a little time understanding it and looking at the draft legislation that Mr. Moen has and coming back with a recommendation. That seems more prudent than...
I do think that seems more strategic and thoughtful and a good suggestion.
We have design guidelines for downtown.
Yeah.
That apply. And I was never sure how these intended to interact with what we have.
See, that's my question. We should find that out, shouldn't we?
Well, the only reason they were brought forward was to qualify for this grant, not because there was a problem with our existing design guidelines.
Here's what I want to try to avoid, is getting to a point a year from now where there is another grant that we are interested in that requires this as well. I don't want us to be then at the same place we are now. We should have thought it through, it seems to me.
Well, I'll just say that when I read through these, these guidelines that they're not very specific. They don't establish firm rules, and I don't know that I was uniformly in love with them in the first place, and not sure how we would specifically apply them to Sylvania. And I thought the Planning Commission was going to talk about that. I thought when we referred this to the Planning Commission, I thought I made a specific request the Planning Commission look at that and evaluate that and recommend something back to us about that. So I'm not really comfortable. I mean, I can jump in and do this myself, but, you know, it's really not... that's not really my gig. I mean, the point here is I would like to know if there are if we have concerns with these existing guidelines. You know, I haven't heard those brought forward, and I've never heard how the administration or anybody else would propose to integrate these Department of Interior guidelines, which I don't particularly, which didn't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling because of the way they were drafted, into our existing guidelines, and I thought when we referred these before, we asked that there be some thought given to that.
Mr. Hainem, I think that you are right. I think that we did ask for some discovery with peer communities and some clarification on the difference between the guidelines and standards as presented in there, as well as some comparison of the current standards that we have with this particular piece. And so I think this gives us a moment to take a step back and to really ask those questions and make sure we get the answers to those.
So rather than send it to a committee, are we suggesting just sending it back to the administration and the Plan Commission?
And to give us that information, I think that would be a good first step, and ask administration to report back to us on those specific things that we requested earlier. And
I guess my thought is there is a significant amount of work and effort that would be required to incorporate what are the Department of Interior's guidelines, which aren't so much they're very funny guidelines. From somebody who reads regulations and deals with regulations and on a regular basis, you know, they have this concept of recommended and not recommended, but not clear that not recommended is not acceptable. I mean, I don't know exactly how that applies, and legally, that's not how these guidelines are written. These guidelines are something that we can evaluate and measure things against. So I think when we referred it, I was concerned about how would we integrate the Department of Interior guidelines into our existing guidelines, and how would that work? So...
I do think, Mr. Hanum, you make a good point, and we likely want administration to first evaluate whether we really think we'll ever be putting together a grant before we spend a lot of time trying to merge the two. And that's all part of administration's...
A federal grant that would incorporate these...
Correct.
So maybe, as someone suggested, we just want to table this.
But we are at a public hearing, and I do see some people here, so I would like to ask if there's anyone here that is really here for the purpose of speaking in favor of this building rehabilitation standards. Is there anyone? And is there anyone here to speak against it? Okay. So no one's here to speak on this topic, so I think this can be tabled, and we can ask administration to... I think that maybe a motion from someone on the floor would be helpful.
I don't know, where are we procedurally?
Procedurally, you're going to make a recommendation to City Council. City Council can then, at that point, refer this matter back to the administration. We have a, you know, this is a proposed zoning change. It's already gone to the Planning Commission, they've come back with a recommendation. We're not compelled to act on it tonight, but within a reasonable time period, we should act upon it. So I would think that you would come back with a recommendation that you, the administration, in a timely fashion, comes back and responds to your questions. And you can make a determination whether or not you have enough information to act on these guidelines.
Okay, so as I look at this action by the Planning Commission, they recommended approval to incorporate the Secretary of Interior standards into the City of Sylvania's downtown design guidelines. But I thought when we referred it to them, we specifically asked how they would propose to do that.
And Mr. Hanum, I have to apologize. I was not here when the referral was made for the hearing.
Yeah.
But I do know that discussions at the staff level was that we wanted to limit the ability to integrate these into our existing guidelines as much as we could. And the way we could do that and still yet have it available for a grant would be to limit it to commercial structures only that are used to for the application of the grant.
Okay.
And that was a short version of how we might do it to meet the timetable that we thought we had. There's a lot more work to do if we really want to integrate it beyond that. And so I think it's appropriate to send it back to the administration.
Okay.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please indicate by aye. Any opposed? So that will be our recommendation to this evening during our council meeting. Is there any further discussion on this topic or anything else to come before this committee of the whole? Hearing none, we'll call this meeting adjourned at 7:10 on Monday, May 20th, 2013. 7:25, I lied.